It's time to bring in the man with the plan, and that is Pat Pagano.
It's a Marshall Marshmallow world.
It's not a Marshall Marshmallow world. You know what I've got, you know what I have to, you know what I have to do today?
At 1 o'clock. Don't tell me go up to the tower.
No, worse than going to the tower. I have a tooth extraction coming up today.
Oh no!
And it's a tooth that's below the gum line.
Ugh. Why are you doing it today? Because they say when, if you have to have, you know, any kind of dental work, never do it when low pressure is approaching because the pain index is higher.
I know, but I've got it. I need a couple of days because I can't go on the airport.
Oh, got you.
So Friday gives me Saturday. It gives me Friday afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday.
They're probably going to have to stitch that.
You would think so.
I think so.
You would think so. But what the heck? And that'll probably mean mush food for a couple of days.
Yeah. You're better off getting over with it now or waiting till after Christmas.
And then on Monday, I have to go for a MRI because in my x-rays on my knee, they found something. They found an anomaly.
Okay.
What the hell's an anomaly?
Anomalies. Don't ask me, but I told you about my cousin who just had one of her knees done. And what they did is they took the fat from her love handles and inject them into both of her knees, by the way. And I only called her the other day to find out how it went. And she said, you know, she's, well, my knees right now are swollen. She says, so I'm walking around, you know, she said, a little bit of pain. She said, but they tell me it'll take 1 to 3 months for it to actually, you know, lubricate the joints and get in there. Said, yes. She says, but I said, what? She goes, if they ever asked me to do this again, my answer would be no. I said, why is that? You didn't even get the results. And she's not, it has nothing to do with that. She said, it was the actual procedure. She said, even though they numbed both of her knees, she felt pain like there was no tomorrow. When they were putting two injections in each of her knee, you know, with the fat in it, she said the pain was excruciating with numbness. Yeah. So I passed it on to anybody who's considering that. Of course, everybody's different. Windy and rainy, you know the story. 55 to 60 today.
Yep, it's right now 53.
Yep, could break a record.
Temperature literally has gone up 3 degrees in the past, like, 30 minutes.
Yep, so, I mean, so it's that's why I said it's a Marshall Marshmallow world, because he doesn't like rain in the 40s, but it's rain in the 50s.
No, I like rain, like, once it gets up above 55, the rain will be acceptable.
Okay, well, so it'll be acceptable to you, because it's going to 55 to 60. Tonight, only around 50 with some rain. The rain tapers and showers, it ends tomorrow morning, even a little Sunday afternoon, but windy, 45 to 50. Your Sunday, partly sunny, mid-40s. Monday, a little bit of light snow or snow showers. It's not going to be a big deal, folks. If you get anything, it's a dusting to maybe a half an inch. Hopefully, we can preserve that till Christmas Day, because Christmas Day, we will have sunshine and highs 35 to 40. And Monday, of course, with the light snow, snow showers, will stay in the 30s. I should also tell you that, and I've said this before, I just want to remind you, there is a feature that we look at on our weather charts called the MJO. And it's like, you know, the North Atlantic oscillation. This is the MJO. It's an oscillation. And when this goes into such a cycle, especially during an El Nino year, it spells out cold. And we spoke about this earlier, and I will tell you again, I see more and more evidence of this. About 3 weeks down the line, bitterly cold. Bitterly cold. What is bitterly cold to Pat? Bitterly cold to Pat is zero or below.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what I'm calling for. But in the meantime, this storm, and Marshall, you know about pressure. This storm right now is over the western sections of South Carolina. So it's in the, you know, the foothills of the Appalachians. Yeah. And the pressure there right now is 2915.
That's really low.
Yep. So that is why it's cranking out a lot of rain and wind. And unfortunately, we'll have a lot of flooding. So I already have in my rain gauge down here, because it's electronic, I'm watching it as I speak, I already have 0.95.
Well, I can tell you that in front of my house is Lake Tinny Miles. instead of Tinny Kaka, it's Tinny Miles. It's about 5 feet long and about 7 feet long and about 5 feet wide. And it's the highest depth, it's about 2 feet deep. And I would figure by the time it stops raining, it'll get a little bigger. We might even put a little sailboat out on it.
Yeah, it's just a lot of flooding rain. There's no doubt about it. I have a lovely trivia question for you.
Trivia.
Yep.
Trivia for the double
Christmas
M.
Trivia, right? But Marshall, let's see if he gets this one, folks. What did Grandma go out for in the song Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? I know you know the song.
Grandma Got Run Over by... I hate that song. I hate that song. Okay, let's see. Well, Grandma went on Christmas here. Medicine.
You got it.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I had to sing it to myself.
Very good. Yep, it's Medicine. Did you ever get a chance to watch that video, O Come All Ye Faithful, the one that I sent you?
No, but I played it this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, you played the song, but you didn't watch the video.
No, I'll get to watch the videos.
Video is very good. There's also another video out. I see if I have the link to that. It's an Elton John video. Okay. Yeah. And it's a commercial, but it's done by Elton John, but it is done beautifully. I mean, it tells a story. It can't be more than a minute and a half. But boy, if there was any kind of a music video that would be up for a nomination, it should be that one, and it should win because it is phenomenal.
All right.
Now I love it.
My question to you.
Yes.
Who sang Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Some unknown person who never made another hit in his life.
Elmo and Patsy.
There you go. Or two people. Yeah, I think that was it, right? I think that was their claim to fame.
I would think that they didn't put their real names up there. Even though they made a lot of money out of it, I would think that they left their real names off of it.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
By the way, I heard from my doctor yesterday.
Uh-oh.
My former doctor. And he wishes everybody Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. He's got high hopes for 2019. His daughter turned 19 yesterday. First year of college, he was able to get to the phone and call her. They have four phone lines for 120 people in the place he's at.
Is it horrible inside? I mean,
he calls it deplorable, and God bless him. He's got high hopes, you know, and he's certainly hoping that he'll be out of there in 2019. All his attorney told him is nothing's going to happen until January.
How long has he been in now?
Since May.
How's he going to get out? How's he going to get out?
I have no idea. I can't believe they didn't put him on house arrest. I can't believe they didn't give him bail. A lot of that stuff. But the other thing that's good. He is helping people who want to help themselves medically there. He said as long as they'll help themselves, he'll help them. So as a doctor, he's doing that. And he's also teaching Bible school there. He said he needs to do, he needs to keep, his mind active. And he just finished War and Peace. One of his patients sent him the book. And he said he always meant to read it, but it was just too darn big. He said, I just finished that.
What prison is he in?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, oh my God.
Brooklyn, yeah.
Brooklyn, New York?
Brooklyn, New York, yeah.
Is it a federal penitentiary?
I have no idea.
This is Pat's former doctor we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I wish the best for him, but the only way I think he could get out early is if he turns state's evidence on somebody.
I don't know, because I don't know I don't even know what kind of charges he was up against, but, because they said they were numerous. All I could tell you is what I know of him as a person and then as a doctor for over 15 years. And again, anybody who could leave every patient in his office and run out and come to my car, never meeting my mom in his life, and examine her and call for an ambulance and get her to the hospital when she was having her first heart attack and save her life, to me, he gets 5 stars.
Yep. Well, our best wishes are for him, and hope things go. I hope he gets out.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted on that. And have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday, Christmas Eve. Don't forget my present.
Now you're working Christmas Eve, right?
I'm working Christmas Eve.
Now, I want you to know I couldn't complete my shopping yesterday, so I sent Maddie and Liz from the station out to finish my shopping.
I'm surprised you didn't send Jill.
Oh no, Jill. That wouldn't go good.
I know.
All right, Pat. Have a good weekend, and I'll
you
speak
too,
to
Nigel.
You. Hopefully, we'll talk about this on Monday. All right.
Okay. All right, take care.
I'm Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast.